Good morning and praise the Lord. And we open our Bible and read 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 to 11. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 to 11. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with the true the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given us unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify you, that you are our strength, our fortress, and the salvation of our souls. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful, Lord, to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, and your promises to us, the written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your laziness, lack of commitment, non-willingness to serve God, your bad stewardship, your negligence, your stubbornness, your envy, jealousy, your lies, corruption, and compromises, your lack of prayers and the reading of God's word in the Bible, and wasting your time on media. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us. We come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Trust him that he will provide all your needs and not your want. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband, Lord, to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will, and the plans to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives, Lord, to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for parents to unite, to implement the discipline orders on their children and according to your word. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the work of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents. Lord, cleanse the children from the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents, to continue to read your word in the Bible, to be diligent in their studies, and that they will start to serve you from now and continue, Lord, to do your works. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily a time together for worship, reading your word and prayers. Lord, we pray for all single mothers that you will help them and aid them in their lives, protect them, comfort them and their children, and provide all their needs. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for all of them to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working by giving them more income so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to be regular, to bring to your our tithes, first fruits, offerings, and vows. Lord, help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word and by our good example to them, by submitting, Lord, to our superiors and working diligently in honest way that the people may know Christ through our lives. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give jobs to those who are jobless, and give wisdom and solution to those who are in trials. Lord, we trust you that you will meet all their needs. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we meet daily and people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, help us, empower us with your Holy Spirit, how to give them advices and to teach them of your ways. Lord, we pray to deliver them from their sins, from the darkness, to live in righteousness and holiness. Lord, put in their hearts the fear of you, and humble them to obey you and to receive the salvation that comes from you. Let us now pray for you in the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed in all those countries. Lord, we pray for the salvation of congregation and for yourself to pray. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people who live in all those countries, that they will know you and be aware that we are your people. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for all the churches and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. We pray, Lord, for more people to get water baptized and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread in other places. Lord, we pray that you will bless the evangelism, the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the opportunities to reach them with your word and to impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness, in Jesus' name. Lord, add to us more workers, and we pray for the backsliders to come back to you and to your church. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach and to heal the sick, to evangelize, and to declare your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our service today. Bless every item of our worship. Bless our prayers, our worship songs, and your word that we will hear today. Anoint the speaker and speak to us, Lord. Bless also this recording. Make it reach the rest of the church congregation and members, and to new souls to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your church and your people. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. sa para, God, as we come to this place, O Lord God. You have promised, O Lord, that we are blessed. Blessed are those who dwell in your house and continually praising you. We come to praise you and worship you, O Lord, and we pray that you will hear our prayers and bless our land, bless our families, and bless our hearts, O Lord God. For truly, Lord God, you are the mighty God. You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Thank you, O God. You are our tower, a power that we can come to and ask for help in times of need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's praise the Lord. He is our tower. Amen. That you are in us, that our life continue to depend on you, O Lord God. O Lord, as we come to your presence today, continue to create in us a pure heart, worshiping you alone, O Lord. Cleanse us. Remind us, O Lord God, of the things that were unpleasant unto you, that we can come boldly and ask for forgiveness, O Lord. Create in us a pure heart, O Lord God. Thank you.
heart after thee.
A heart that likes your words, though it's single and coming. A heart that's solid and divided, with one you rule and reign. A heart that takes your passion, that pleases you, my Lord.
Bless us once more with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's continue our worship to God by giving our tithes, offering, and pressed food. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Yes, O Lord God, we honor you, Lord, for you are source of everything that we have. We are grateful that we are called by you and blessed. And as we give it back, what is due for you for our tithes, offering, and first fruit, I pray for your abundant provision to fill our storehouses and overflow in our lives, not only in finances, but most of all, to fear you, to obey and have wisdom how to be a good steward to all the resources you entrusted to us, and to be a blessing to others, to help enrich the lost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramis, entitled Raising Up Godly Children, Part 3. Raising Up Godly Children, Part 3. Open your Bibles in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for bringing us into this place to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, for the message we are about to hear, may these words bring you glory and bless your holy name. We pray that we will hear the good news of this message with open hearts to live lives that glorify you more and more each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Implementing discipline is teaching and leading children on the road of obedience. For parents, to earn money and to buy material things for children to learn is far easier to do than to teach them to listen and obey. But what the Lord requires is for the parents to teach and train their children into righteousness. To implement discipline in the family is indispensable for the following reasons. Letter A. Discipline is ordained by God. discipline is ordained by God. We are God's children, and God disciplines and corrects us because He loves us. We as parents are also called to discipline and correct our children to bring them to the true knowledge of God's love. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 8. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 8. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. As we discipline our children, we combat sin in their lives. We show authority as true parents, and we care for them because they are our true children. Let us not be intimidated by the thought that our children will be angry with us when we discipline them. Instead, let us hold on to God's word. Hebrews 12:7. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? If we do not discipline our children, they will not seem like our true children. Letter B, discipline imparts love from God. Discipline imparts love from God. Our children will understand and feel our true love for them as we carry on God's commands in our home. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. When we do our part for God to discipline our children, the Lord himself will speak and convince them to follow our instructions because we love God and we love our children. Letter C. Discipline produces respect and reverence. Discipline produces respect and reverence. In every occasion that we discipline our children to correct them and to teach them to refrain from doing sin, clear biblical explanation about their sin and clear instruction on how to avoid that sin should be imparted to them so that they will respect us and they will not hold a grudge in their hearts against us. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. When our children realize that we love them, and we desire the best for them, and we discipline them because we fear God, they will respect us and cherish our teachings and instructions. Letter D. Discipline needs to be painful to impart righteousness and peace. Discipline needs to be painful to impart righteousness and peace. Hebrews 12:11. Hebrews 12:11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Discipline is not only painful for our children, but also us as parents. For the rod is recommended to be used to discipline our children, as the Bible says. Proverbs 22 verse 15. Proverbs 22 verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Mm-hmm. A rod or stick at their backs or buttocks, and not our bare hands or feet, nor a cloth hanger must be used to discipline children to drive out foolishness from their hearts and minds. Disobedience and reluctance to do what is right and good is foolishness. And delayed obedience is the same as disobedience. And this foolishness can be driven only by the rod of correction. Proverbs 26 verse 3. Proverbs 26 verse 3. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. The rod will drive away the foolishness that comes and goes in the children's minds and hearts. When a child is trained to abstain from foolishness and become obedient to his or her parents in whatever circumstances, peace and righteousness will rule in the home. Children who grow up in homes without discipline are agitated because of the effect of sins in their lives. But once they receive discipline for whatever foolish behavior they do, immediately the family will be in peace after the cessation of chastisement. Letter E. Discipline teaches obedience. Discipline teaches obedience. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 to 13. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 to 13. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Let us not be afraid to discipline our children. Later they will do well, and they will be healed from the suffering of chastisement. And they soon appreciate all our efforts to train them in the way of righteousness and godliness. Discipline is the only best thing we can do for our children. I repeat, discipline is the only best thing we can do for our children. For discipline imparts obedience and holiness in life. The writer of Hebrews wrote about Jesus the following, Hebrews 5:8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus' suffering imparts obedience in the same way our discipline for our children will bring suffering into their physical bodies. But that suffering will impart obedience and holiness in their lives. Child discipline and training also go deeper as we focus on the life of Abraham and Isaac. Genesis chapter 22 verses 1 to 18. Genesis chapter 22 verses 1 to 18. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told them. had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand unto the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, saying, Thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mouth of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sun which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nation of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Abraham, when he was called by God, he had some shortcomings, but finally his faith was perfected by the Lord. In Abraham imparted that faith to his son Isaac. From the above chosen scriptures, let us meditate on certain points in the life of Abraham and Isaac, who walked with God, and how they acted and reacted to obey and please God. Number one, immediate obedience. Obedience demands immediate response. Abraham, when he was called by God, he at once replied, Here I am. Genesis 22:1. And early the next morning, he did what God asked him to do. We need to obey God immediately and teach our children immediate obedience to God and us, their parents. When we instruct them to do certain things, they should be quick to respond properly and to do it on time. While delayed obedience is disobedience on their part, tolerance is disobedience on our part. Number two, full obedience. Obedience necessitates full submission. Abraham wholeheartedly obeyed God, and he was willing to offer Isaac. Abraham did not bargain with God or try doing something else to escape doing what God asked of him. In like manner, we need to obey God fully, and we need to teach our children full obedience to our instructions. Sometimes, when we instruct our children to do certain things, they bargain with us, or they try diverting our instructions to others. This is disobedience. And we need to be aware that children are learning while growing. If they can manipulate our instructions now, they will grow up without learning how to fully submit to any authority over them. Letter number three, systematic obedience. Obedience requires diligence and hard work. Abraham got up early and Isaac got up early with him to do what God wanted them to do, to travel 3 days and to climb a mountain. Abraham placed the wood on Isaac and they both climbed the mountain. We need to teach our children to be thorough and well organized in doing work, even hard work. God said in Genesis 3:19, in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return. Thus our children need to wake up on time and do their routine to brush their teeth, wash their faces, or take a bath, and get ready for family worship, reading the Bible, and attending their studies and school on time. Our children should get involved early in taking up and fulfilling responsibilities in the household chores and later on in the work outside the home. They should know how to fix their toys, books, and arrange their beds, their earliest milestone. And then they should be assigned to wash dishes, sweep the floor, sweep the ground, water the garden, throw the garbage, carry the groceries from the car to the kitchen, etc. Children who learn to do work diligently also learn how to joyfully obey. Number four, persistent obedience. Obedience requires perseverance and determination. There was a healthy and godly discussion between Abraham and Isaac as they were climbing the mountain. Isaac asked, "Where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Genesis 22 verse 7. Isaac was fully oriented and his mind was fixed on what they were about to do for God. Such kind of attitude and discussion should go on in the life of our families and children. We need to teach our children the things that God ordained for us to do so that God would be pleased with our families. Our children should give thanks to God as God fulfills His promises and provides for our daily needs. We need also to explain to them what trials we pass through to perfect our faith in God. Our children's thoughts should not be directed and involved in politics, sports, news, television, movies, dramas, and games that corrupt the generation and disabled faith in God. Instead, as early as possible, we need to share with our children our faith in our trials and ask them to pray and fast with us as we call to God who can solve our problem. We must teach our children that obedience brings God's provision, favor, and miracles. We must install in them the faith that always obeys and that which saves. Number five, consistent obedience. Obedience requires constant practice. Abraham had been constantly obeying God. When God called him to leave his country, he did. When God told him to send away Hagar and Ishmael, he did. In addition, when God commanded Abraham to offer Isaac, he managed to place Isaac on the wood and bound him on the altar. Sleeping in the woods and the thought that he is to be offered was not a comfortable thing for Isaac. But Isaac obeyed his father as his father obeyed God. There are many things that God would ask us to do, which may not be comfortable for us and our families, but we need to obey. As Abraham bound Isaac on the altar and made him abide, we need to do the same for our children to make them abide by all the routines and assignments. Children should not control parents, but parents should control their children. Isaac was not a small boy when he was bound, but he was a youth or a young adult. In addition, he had been trained by his father to obey and abide since childhood. In the same manner, we discipline ourselves and our children to obey too initially. It is uncomfortable for all of us, but after constant practice, we see the fruit of obedience. When children learn to abide by simple rules like sleeping early, wake up early, not leaving food in their plates, brushing their teeth after every meal, keeping their clothes clean, reading their Bibles daily, and diligently doing their daily lessons, as they mature, they become achievers and continue to show respect and obedience to parents and spiritual leaders. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Good habits will need 3 weeks to develop in the life of our children. Therefore, let us then teach them to abide and practice correct principles of life while they are young, and they will continue to do them when they are old. My dear and beloved, come to God pondering on the message that you received that describes children's discipline from various aspects, and ask the following. Discipline is ordained by God. Discipline imparts love from God. Discipline produces respect and reverence. Discipline needs to be painful to impart righteousness and peace. Discipline teaches obedience, and obedience should be immediate with demands, immediate response, full that necessitates full submission, systematic, which requires diligence and hard work, persistent, which requires perseverance and determination, consistent, which requires constant practice. Commit yourself now to God for all the teaching that you had received from Him in this message, to apply and to practice in your life and in the life of your family and children, so that you and your family will be a good example and a good testimony to others to know and to follow God and obey His word and will. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for all the new things that I learned in this message. And thank you for all the scriptures that was expounded to me. Lord, thank you for my family and all the blessings that you had bestowed on us. And thank you for all the constructive trials that you allowed in our life that teaches us to go through the narrow way and abide in your will and to raise up our children in a godly way. Repent and renounce now all your sins. renounce your carelessness and unwillingness to take active measures to discipline your children. Repent of your delay obedience and your non-submission to God's will. Repent of your tolerant and condoning the sins of your children. Repent of doing your own will and plan and not the will and the plan of God. Repent of your bad example to others and to your family and children. Repent of spending much time with your friends and on the media, news and games. Repent of your lack of reading the Bible and life of prayers. Renounce your bad stewardship and your non-willingness to suffer for Christ and serve Him wholeheartedly. Lord, forgive me. I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to apply all what I receive in this message in the life of my children, to discipline them and to raise them in the fears of yours. Lord, I commit myself to read your word and pray with them and to teach them your commands and train them to serve you. Lord, I commit myself to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, meekness, faith, perseverance, and self-control, that people may see Christ in me. Lord, I commit myself to do the following that you ask of me to do. Lord, uphold me with your grace until you are done with my family and children. Brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and had committed their lives to apply the principles that we receive in this message. Lord, uphold them with your grace and give them perseverance to finish in full all the tasks that you had asked from them to do. Lord, give them wisdom and teach them how to handle and discipline their children one by one, and reward them for their hard labor and service unto you. Lord, solve their problems and continue to provide all their needs so they will continue to serve you. Lord, help us as your church and guide us to continue to teach your people and all the families in the church and our disciples those principles of your word of how to implement discipline in the life of the children. Lord, help us to continue to train parents and teach them how to discipline their children and raise them in the fear of God. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make disciples and train workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.